2 years ago, indie rock band Cold War Kids burst out of Long Beach, California, earning critical acclaim for their first full-length CD. It's called Robbers and Cowards. The follow-up, just out now, is called Loyalty to Loyalty. The band is gambling with its success on this album. It's not as radio-friendly as their debut, and the lyrics sometimes wade through tough terrain like politics, even existentialism. Not usually the stuff great pop is made of. Lead singer Nate Willette recently sat down with music journalist Christian Bordahl to talk about Cold War Kids' second album.
In the 1800s, German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche was writing about the will to power and the Übermensch, or Superman. Nate Willette, lead singer of Cold War Kids, says the name of his band's new album is based on the work of a little-known California philosopher named Josiah Royce, who was calling Nietzsche out in the early 1900s.
Josiah Royce, in his paper Loyalty to Loyalty, was saying that the ultimate pursuit of mankind should be to live in community and to embrace each other and not to try to, you know, trample each other and rise to the top. A lot of the songs on the record straddle the line between both of those philosophies.
Don't worry, the Cold War Kids' new album is not a philosophical treatise, nor is it overtly political. But when you scratch the surface of his lyrics, you will find Nate Willette pondering issues of personal politics, such as in the song Welcome to the Occupation. In it, he debates the value of being a teacher versus following a more selfish dream to be an artist.
I was English teaching in Torrance, California here. What I experienced being kind of like bound to the state standards of teaching and not having a lot of creative space to really be very inspired. And also, this was kind of right before we started touring, and I very much wanted to be like an, you know, an artist, have that kind of freedom. And I give up. Raising the kids America. You treat them like an obligation. Welcome to.
More personal politics. One of the slow tempo tunes on the record, called Every Man I Fall For, is a song about relationships from a woman's perspective.
Every man I fall for drinks his coffee black.
Coming from a divorced family, and my mom was very important to me, and I think that I was always more sensitive to how women, they generally get more screwed by relationships than men do. And even that idea, I thought, like, well, is that a very sexist idea to say that? I thought, like, I don't think so. And I think it's just generally true.
For a band that talks about Nietzsche and writes quirky, sparse indie pop, Cold War Kids' first full-length, Robbers and Cowards, did surprisingly well. And that's put some pressure on the band to avoid the infamous sophomore jinx. But Nate insists they're not heading down that road.
The choices that we make as a whole have always been really organic ones, you know, to try to grow at a rate that makes sense, and not necessarily talking ever about, is there a great single? Is this a big breakthrough for us? Is this the next level for us? I mean, yeah, there is a stress, and I guess that the way that we deal with it is to ignore it.
Something is not right.
Well, no need to get too stressed, because on Loyalty to Loyalty, the band continues its compelling efforts to take apart the traditional pop song structure. Their wide-open, high-energy arrangements, as with their live show, give all four instruments equal billing, leaving plenty of uncluttered space in between.
The most complimentary thing when people get that there are, you know, four instruments and that they all have unique voices, and that in that way it is very atypical of a rock and roll band. I tried to call you collect, you said you would not accept. Your friends are laughing cause nobody uses payphones. Gave me quarters to select, so I'm on the jukebox again. People dancing, should have never chose girlfriend.
Cold War Kids are indeed atypical, making indie punk art pop with minimalist lyrics and intellectual roots that has the energy and pop appeal to get spins on commercial radio and sell CDs. Check it out.
The band is Cold War Kids. Their new CD is called Loyalty to Loyalty. And lead singer Nate Willette spoke with music journalist Christian Bordahl at our NPR West studios. Reach behind, they could hardly find their spine. Passions of the people were sleeping late into the evening. Reach behind, they could hardly find their spines. Passions of the people were sleeping late into the evening. Reach behind, they could hardly find their spines.